Blog Talk Radio.
Let me turn this down. Wait a minute. Hello? Yeah, I didn't have my grandbaby came over there and said, yes, she did. She said, I don't want to do it. Oh, you should have heard like that.
In the front. hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are now tuned in to Joseph and Lazarus, amen. I know y'all saying, what the world is going on, Joseph and Lazarus? You better tap into the Holy Ghost. Joseph, say hi to the people.
How everybody doing?
Amen, praise God. We got a wonderful show for you tonight, amen. Courtesy of the Holy Ghost, unscripted, amen. Unplanned, amen. But nevertheless, we're going to flow. We're having spiritual conversations tonight. Amen. So the number for tonight, 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Amen. You can definitely call that number. Amen. If you wish to reach us, amen. Or tonight, you have to excuse me. Have a lot of calls going in right now. But, man of God, go ahead and bring us to a word of prayer right now.
Amen, amen. Father God, we come to you thanking you for this moment that you created, Father God. For your word says that today is a day that you have made, and we shall be glad and rejoice in it, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we decrease to ourselves, Father God, and increase to your spirit. Father God, I thank you that we speak your word with accuracy. Father God, I thank you that we
Hallelujah.
Hear your voice with clear, crisp transmission. Father
Hallelujah.
God, I thank you that we operate under one accord, Father
yes.
God. I thank you, Father God, that we flow in your spirit, Father God,
in
for
your
word
spirit,
said
God.
That out of our belly shall flow the rivers of living water, Father
yes, God.
God. So right now, Father God, I thank you that in this moment, Father God, everyone that is listening, Father God, shall
yes.
be blessed and filled, Father God. For your word says that blessed is he who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled, Father God. So I thank you right now, Father God, that your righteousness goes forth, your living water, your word, your refreshing and your fresh oil,
yes.
Father God, your fresh manna from heaven, Father God, go forth. And every ear that's listening up on tonight, Father God, shall be blessed and walk away with a nugget directly from the kingdom in the throne room of heaven.
Oh, glory.
For your word says that we are to come boldly to the throne room of grace. So, Father God, we stand in your presence, Father God, and we allow our flesh to be put to subjection to the things that is of the spirit, Father God. For your word says that he who sows to the flesh, Father God, shall reap of the flesh. And he
yes.
who sows to the spirit, Father God, shall reap of the spirit, Father God. So right now, Father God, we sow unto the spirit that is moving on your behalf, Father God. Permeate every atmosphere right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Move on the ears, Father God. Move on the hearts that are listening in. So right now, Father God, we give you all the honor and all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are now tuned in, amen, to Spiritual Conversations with Joseph and Lazarus, Prince Redeemer, Faith Walker,
amen.
Amen, on your Saturday night.
Amen.
Amen. You can cancel all your hotel reservations, amen. You can cancel all your jump-offs and booty calls, amen. You will be in church. I want you to say it and look at your radio, your phone, your TV, your computer screen and say, I will be at church tomorrow.
Amen.
I will be at church tomorrow.
I will be at church tomorrow.
Hallelujah. In the
amen.
Name of Jesus Christ. So we thank God on tonight, amen, that not only will you be in church tomorrow, but we'll be in church right along with you, amen.
Amen.
So 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. We're just going to flow in the Holy Ghost right now.
Amen.
We're living in a time, we're living in the season, amen. I was reminded on today that even in the wilderness experience, there was many people who had not made it out of the wilderness, praise God. In fact, it was the older folks, amen, who were set in their ways that did not want to make it out of the wilderness, amen. But God said, Joshua and Caleb, you will go forth. Even
amen.
Moses in his mightiness, even Moses in his meekness, amen. He didn't, you know, he didn't want to sanctify God when he struck that water, amen. He didn't want to give God the glory. He didn't want to give God the honor. Amen.
Amen.
Moses, you did a mighty thing. You brought the children of Israel out of the house of bondage in
yeah.
Egypt. You didn't want to humble yourself out of the mighty hand of God. So praise God. God said, okay, Moses, you're going to die. Amen. It's going to be just like it was in Aaron. Amen. Aaron was only anointed as long as he had his priest robes off. But time he came on, praise God, he dropped down. Amen. And it was all over with. But Moses, the Lord buried him, and he allowed Joshua and Caleb to go into the land of the promise, amen. So that's just a word, amen. God do not despise age, amen. He don't look at age, amen. He looks at the heart. God's anoint us according to our heart, praise God.
Amen.
So on tonight, we just give God praise that he is raising up a New Testament army of believers. He's raising up a young army of believers who will cry aloud and spare not, who will stand on the things of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, who will not compromise, who will not get the word of God twisted, amen, tangled, wrapped up, who won't make judges collide with Apostle Paul, who will not allow Apostle John the Revelator to collide with the book of Genesis, who will not allow the book of Samuel to collide with the book of Matthew,
amen.
But by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, praise God, it allows the Spirit of God to properly blend the scriptures with perfection, amen, by the Holy Ghost, because it is a perfect spirit by the Spirit of God. It don't allow the Old Testament and the New Testament to get together and have a family feud, praise God, and take one scripture and wrestle it to your destruction, amen. That's not of God.
Amen.
That's not of God. The ways of God is perfect. The ways of God is straight. The ways of God is narrow. This thing came down perfect from heaven. So I don't have an anointing problem on tonight. I don't have a closet religion on tonight, praise God. What do you say about that, Brother Joseph?
Hey, amen. One thing I know about the religious spirit, I'm gonna use this David and Saul, you know what I'm saying, like the illustration the Holy Spirit broke down to me. Like, you know, when David went to meet Goliath and accomplish that which God sent him out to do, he came unto to Saul. And, you know, Saul looked up on him, and Saul did what exactly the word says. The word say that man regardeth after the flesh, but it's God who searches the heart. So,
my Lord.
So when David came unto Saul, Saul immediately looked up on him and pretty much said, "What are you doing out here to this battle?"
My Lord.
You know, and David approached. He came to stand for the army of God. He came to stand for his God that he knew he had a relationship with. So, you know, Saul immediately looked up on his flesh and said, "For you are a youth. You a little boy. What are you doing out here? You can't do this." But then he immediately switched. See, it's just like religious folk. You know what I'm saying? They praise in 1 minute. And then all of a sudden it switches until, you know, he praised in 1 minute. Then he despising the youth. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says, "Let no one despise your youth." So David, you know what I'm saying, approaching this battle, this great battle that the armies was afraid to approach.
Mm-hmm.
You got army of men afraid to approach this giant, but yet you got David, a little boy. Now, I'm going to keep that in mind. He is a little boy when he is approaching this battle. So, therefore, that should tell you something right there, that God is not a respecter of a person. God doesn't look at the age of a person.
Ooh.
But see, even Saul, okay, he immediately switched and said, okay, David, if you're going to go to the battle, here, let me put this on you. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says that Saul gave David his armor. Saul gave David his sword. And, you know, David being a little boy, he couldn't even move with that religious stuff on him. See, when you got religious on you, you cannot move forth in the things of God.
My Lord.
See, Saul gave David his armor and his sword. David could not even yield the sword, and David could not even move with the armor on. But see, David cast off those restraints, and he just went to the creek. And grab 5 smooth stones. See, it's just like God to take the foolish things of the earth
to confound
the wise.
Yes.
So now everybody's standing around like, why is this little boy going to the creek to get 5 smooth stones? And so now when David is approaching Goliath, he immediately reaches in his bag and he pulls out 1 smooth stone and he put it in the slingshot and he pretty much defeated Goliath. We all know the story. But see, it's one thing that the Holy Spirit showed me. Now, keep in mind, Saul gave David his armor. Saul, a type of religion, gave David, put on David his rules and his regulations and try to tell David to follow these. But God, David, being in the spirit of God and spending time in God's face and developing a relationship with God and not being confined to a whole bunch of rules regulations, God, with David moving in the spirit, the spirit of God and the power of heaven got behind David and anointing him to sling the rock and defeated Goliath. See, now, watch this now. When David defeated Goliath, he immediately went over to Goliath, grabbed Goliath's sword, and cut off Goliath's head with Goliath's sword. Now, keep in mind, he didn't even move. He couldn't even walk with Saul's armor on, and he couldn't even move Saul's sword. So how is it that he can go and grab a giant sword and take this giant sword and cut off the giant's head with his own sword?
My
Now,
Lord.
Now we all know that Goliath was bigger than Saul. So what is it that moved David to compel him to even grab the sword and cut off the giant's head with the giant sword? That's how you know it's the anointing. See, the anointing, when you anointed, when you truly anointed, it makes you do things and it calls you to do things that others wouldn't even think you would be able to do.
Yes.
So when you moving in the spirit of God, it's like God come up on you, and when people look at you, they might see the vessel, but you got to look past the vessel. You got to go to the depths of this which is moving within me.
My
because
God.
For the Bible says that God is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So therefore, all that what happened with Goliath was a manifestation of what it is that David was doing when nobody else was even paying attention to him. Because, see, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God came upon David when David was out tending to sheep and he defeated lions and bears when nobody was looking, when nobody was paying attention. See, what is it that you're doing when nobody is looking will determine what you do when you're out in public in front of everybody.
All right, now.
You know, see, religious,
all right,
they,
now.
Religious, I'm on something now. Holy Spirit, move, speak. When religious folk, they always tend to shout, scream, pray amongst people that's looking in the church. You know, that we already established that, you know what I'm saying, it's a difference between being the church and having a building experience. You know what I'm saying? See, the God is not in the building experience. See, it becomes church when we, with the kingdom operating in us, show up to the building. See, with religion, you know, not bashing nobody, but religion, everybody got to show up before God, before they start actually praising God.
Well, you know what? 3479455, 5416. It's a spiritual conversation.
Amen.
With Joseph and Lazarus on tonight, 3479455416, spiritual conversation with Joseph and Lazarus. We also like to give a special shout out, amen, to Princess Redeem tuning in, amen.
Amen.
Sister Williams, God bless you, woman of God.
Hey, my
amen.
Queen.
Amen, amen. Prepare for an EMG wedding,
amen.
Next May 2014, amen.
Amen.
The theme of the colors, amen, will be white, purple, and a little bit of gold, amen.
Amen.
EMG colors, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We
amen.
Love marriage. The Bible says, speaking of marriage, shout out to Minister Weathersby, Pastor Sherry listening in. God
amen.
Bless you. We thank you. We salute you, amen, for all your hard work and dedication.
Amen.
We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ
yeah.
for unless the Lord builds the house. So let's just continue to build on that same foundation that was laid by them. And let's go on to marriage as we're talking about your engagement, amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that marriage is honorable in all. The bed undefiled, but adulterers and whoremongers God will judge. Amen. I don't have my Bible in front of me, but however is in me. So however, in the book of Hebrews, it talks about that the marriage is honorable in all. And God's honor that. God does not honor shacking up. God does not honor adultery. God does not honor fornication. Amen. So you cannot put, amen, you cannot just sacrifice anything to God. You have to put a difference between what is holy and unholy. God is holy. The
amen.
Ways of God is holy. He is just holy and pure, amen. You cannot take just anything and present it to a holy God. You just cannot come into his presence any other way. Man and woman come together, they are one flesh, amen. They are one flesh in the spiritual realm. Whatever issues one may have, another will have together when they come and cleave as one. So any issues that you do have, the process of the courting, the process of an engagement or betrothing, amen, in the name of Jesus, is to get to know one another so that you can find the hidden things. The Bible says in Corinthians by the Apostle Paul that the Spirit of God searches the deep things of God.
Amen.
The deep things of God. It's the deep things of God. See, that is the Holy Spirit that searches out the things that are hidden within, amen. That's why we must build on that foundation, which is Christ Jesus, because when we build on that foundation, which is Christ Jesus, we are able to find those things that are lying beneath the surface, and we are able to address those things. If you got issues and I got issues,
amen.
We put them together in one suitcase and we'll carry it in the name of Jesus, because we know Jesus Christ is a heavy load carrier and a heavy load bearer, amen. He's a burden bearer and a heavy load sharer, amen, amen. So I thank God on tonight, amen. I thank God for this broadcast, amen.
Amen.
And if you're in a situation where that you need to get out of, I declare by the name of Jesus Christ, get out of that situation of that ungodly relationship, that shacking up, amen, being underneath the house, amen, in an unproductive environment, not bearing forth fruit, but killing yourself, amen. I know a situation where a sister is in, Hallelujah, amen. She was praising God. She was worshiping God, amen. The next thing you know, she's having a baby, amen, in the name of Jesus. And it's just so sad, amen, that the enemy is releasing spirits in the earth, amen, that tradition and religious, and it's mixed in, amen, with a lot of whoremongering and a lot of fornication because it wants to attack the women of God to make them lonely, depressed, amen.
Amen.
But so many women are out there, and at the hear, at the sound of my voice, are not being taught the word of God, not being expound the word of God. And so now they have issues, and when their issues are beginning to get addressed by the word of God, they have a reaction because they're not getting the antidote on Sunday morning from a lot of these preachers and teachers. So the things that we have to realize as we go forth in this day and this era, that you have to allow the word of God to cleanse you, to wash
yeah.
you, to purify you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to allow God to get into your secret place and to dig you out and to purify you
mm-hmm.
and to break up that hardened heart
mm-hmm.
that rebel against God. There is a way that seem right to a man, but the inward is death. The inward is death. So God is saying, die to yourself.
Amen.
Now come alive to God. Come alive to righteousness. Come alive to holiness
yeah.
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
This is true biblical holiness. Amen. God is a God of fasting and prayer.
Yeah.
God honors it when you afflict your soul. God
yeah.
honors it when you afflict your soul and you humble yourself
yeah.
and you come down and you bow down in his presence. Amen.
Yeah.
See, this is the submission that is missing among men and women today. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that Sarah called Abraham Lord.
Mm.
She called him Lord. Amen.
Ooh.
She reverenced that man because she respected the God that was in that man.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not taught that in this modern day New Age philosophy ideology church of Pharisees and Sadducees. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Christ wants soldiers who will stand on righteousness, stand on his truth, eschew evil just like Job did. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What'd you say, Joseph?
I'm going to go to Ephesians. I'm glad we expounding on marriage and being engaged and everything. Like I said, I appreciate what it is that God sent my way. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to cherish everything about that which he sent
Hallelujah.
My way. Because I know it was a direct blessing from the kingdom of God. So Ephesians 5, verse 22. I'm going to start right there, and I'm going to go down.
Come on, wait a minute.
Leave me. Ephesians 5:22, it said, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. I'm going to start with that one.
Come on.
Wives, submit yourselves. This submission doesn't mean that you are a slave. This submission doesn't mean that you don't have a voice. This submission doesn't mean that you got to give up your true identity just to please a man. Because for one, true submission is meaning we shall compromise. We shall understand each other. We shall find common ground. We shall build on that which the Holy Spirit gives to the leader, which meaning the husband. See, if you are a husband and you are in a marriage, that don't give you the right, just because the Bible say wives submit, that doesn't give you the right to just bark out orders to your
My
wife
Lord.
Because, for one, she is not your slave. She is not no slave. She is your helpmate. She is your help meet. She is there to help you meet the vision that God gives you. See,
My
if
Lord.
You spend, if you're a man and you really spending time in the presence of God,
Come on,
then
sir.
God will give you a vision that you can go back to your wife for her to submit to. But
yes.
if you don't have nothing to submit to, then what it is that you are doing for her? What is it that you are trying to build her up on?
My
See,
Lord.
If you don't have a vision
yes.
from God, then she can't submit. So then it don't. If you spend more time in the presence of God, you'll get a vision that you can go and articulate with accuracy to your wife, and then she maybe might submit and not think that she is a slave. So therefore, if you spending more time in God instead of trying to please your wife with just false and empty words, then maybe she will submit. Because see, it does say, I'm gonna go on down. I'm gonna keep on building. It goes down in verse number 23, for the husband is the head of the wife,
My
even
Lord.
As Christ is the head of the church,
Talk
he is the
it.
Savior of the body.
Yes.
Okay, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Okay, so in order for us to know exactly what the head of our wife means, we got to understand what Jesus meant by being the head of the church. So
Jesus.
If we can't understand what Jesus meant by being the head of the church and understand exactly what it is that he did for the church, then how is it you going to understand and be a head for your wife? How is it that you going to understand what it is that God has truly blessed you with?
You know what?
Go ahead.
Amen. You know what? You're just blessing my soul just right now. Amen. See, when Jesus Christ came, he came Amen. He came lowly, meek, humble. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He wanted to wash the apostle's feet. The apostle said, no, no, you ain't washed my feet.
Mm.
He said, Jesus said, man, if I don't wash your feet, you ain't got no parts for me.
Woo.
So what was the jewel that the master was trying to teach? He was trying to teach submission, obedience to one to another.
Yeah.
He was trying to say, if I can't get down on my hands and knees and wash your dogs and wash your foot,
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm not fit to be called your leader. Amen.
Mm.
So add one thing about being a leader in the house. In the marriage, amen, is that you have to be able to lead and you also have to be able to submit. Husbands,
amen.
You have to submit to, my God, you have to submit to her need as she submits to your lead.
Ooh.
I'm going to say that one more time. You have to submit to her need as
amen.
She submits to your lead, amen.
Amen.
See, this is a dimension, amen, that me and the man of God was talking about, amen. You got to know when to be the lamb and you got to know when to be
the lion. Amen.
You got to know when to assert the authority of the royal lion of Judah, and you got to know when to be that lamb, amen. You got to know when to be the preacher at home,
mm-hmm.
the teacher at home, and you got to know when to be the husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because husband is a dimension by itself.
Amen.
Oh, come on now, somebody.
Come on.
You can't get the preacher dimension and the husband dimension twisted because you'll lose your wife. You'll lose
Ooh.
Your helpmate.
Ooh.
Okay? So a lot of times she don't want to be preached to. She don't want to be teached to.
Ooh.
She want to be reached to.
Ooh.
She want to be reached to.
Mm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So this is the thing that us as men of God has to not get twisted, has not to get out of order. We have to not allow our women to feel like they don't have a voice. We cannot allow our women to feel like they are not being heard, amen, because that woman is hearing you. Watch this. When the two becomes one in the state of a marriage, amen, it is saying that, look, this woman that you have is the emotion that was taken out of you in the Garden of Eden.
Ooh.
That is your emotion, man.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't feel nothing's wrong in your marriage, then ask your wife, honey, is anything wrong in this marriage? Oh, no, baby, we good. If she said you good, you good. You might say, why is that, man? Why? Because in the Garden of Eden, that rib that was taken out, that was all the emotions
mm-hmm.
that was in that man.
Yeah.
That was the reason why it was not good that man should be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because God had to take that emotions out because he had too much, my God, going on inside.
Amen.
He had so much going on inside.
Amen.
He didn't know how to figure. He know he's supposed to have something. He knows something's supposed to talk to him, amen. He knows something was supposed to love him, amen, besides God, amen, because he saw that everybody else had a mate. The birds, the doves was tangling one another, but he had nobody by his side, amen.
Amen.
So this is what we have to know and realize, and I'm going to let you flow in a minute, Joseph.
Okay.
Now, marriage is two. Two walk in, one they cleave as one, and they walk together,
mm-hmm.
amen.
Come on.
So we got to know that husband, amen, and being a husband, being a preacher and a teacher, those are one dimension.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know that, and sisters, you have to know that when there's a situation with your husband, amen, that is out of order, when there's a situation with your husband out of order, you don't go and nag him, oh, I hate you, I can't stand you, oh, I can't believe you spent all that bill
mm-hmm.
money, oh, you just,
mm-hmm.
you're just stupid, oh, yeah, I just can't stand you, oh, my God. Just, see, you're tearing down the man.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're tearing down the man. Now, how that man is supposed to lead you, guide you, if you're setting fire to your house.
Come on.
It says a wise woman build a house, a foolish woman pluck it down
yeah.
with her hands.
Yep.
But you sit there and you antagonize that man of God.
Mm.
You sit there and you belittle that man of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you set a fire underneath that man of God and you burn up your own house.
Woo.
Jesus said in the book of Matthew, he said, don't be like that foolish man.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Build that house on sand. Amen. But when the trials of life, I'll paraphrase, the trials
mm-hmm.
of life came in and blew that house down. And the
mm-hmm.
Bible said, great was the fall of it. Great was the fall of it. Come on in, Joseph.
I like that right there. I'm gonna start back with verse number 24. I'm still in Ephesians. The Holy Spirit says stay right here. So
come on.
Ephesians
come
5
on
and 24. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ,
my God.
So let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
Yes.
That word subject, that word subject means a person or thing that is being discussed, described, or dealt with.
My God.
Meaning she is going, she should be a reflection of His glory.
Hallelujah.
People should be able to look upon the wife and know how she is getting treated at the house.
Woo.
See, that goes back to what are you doing
when
people are looking?
What are you doing
when people are not looking?
When they're not looking.
Well, they should be able to tell what you are doing when they're not looking by looking up on the wife. If the wife is smiling and joyful and everything, hey, that woman right there, she getting blessed.
You know what? You just quickened me just now. Okay, so what the man of God is saying, for those of you listening, 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Now, what the man of God is saying is basically like this. Now, man of God, woman of God, when that man, another person see that woman of God out there in the street,
yep.
This is why the Bible says, amen, that your first ministry is that woman.
Yep.
Your first ministry, man of God, is that woman. Husband and wife, that's the very first ministry.
Amen.
So, wife, before you go becoming the next Juanita Bynum, before you become the next Cindy Trim or Pastor Kim Ray, amen, before you become all that, you've got to submit to that man at home.
Mm-hmm.
You got to submit to that man at home. So if I want to examine the fruit of a man of God's labor, then I have to look at that woman that's at the house. So if your woman is poorly, and she cussing you out,
ooh,
and she disrespecting you, and she ain't got no love for you, then that's the work of your ministry that you do in private. Hallelujah,
ooh,
God.
Amen.
That's the work of your ministry right there. That means you need to put some more water on that, bruh. You need to put some more doggone seed in that earth, bruh.
Amen.
You need to sow, amen. Matthew chapter 14:13-14 says, you got to sow the word. But you got to be wise and not deceiving yourself in your own conceit, amen. So you got to know this, amen. So when you look at a man, woman of God, you have to know in a marriage, you can tell who's a pulpit woman. She looks good on the outside, amen.
Mm-hmm.
She looks good on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But she has no voice.
Mm.
She's just there to be on his arm.
Mm.
You ask her about the Bible, oh, go to Bishop. You ask her about the Bible, well, you go, he'll help you. Go into the schedule, I'll write down the appointment. And you got to be a woman that's going to say, oh, no, I'm not your appointment keeper. Amen.
Mm.
Amen. I'm not your appointment keeper. I have a voice. I have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I have the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I can teach these younger women what it means to be
amen.
A holy woman of God. Hallelujah,
yes.
God. I can teach them. I can show them in the word. Amen. I can expound on the word. I can prophesy over my husband. Amen. My God. See, a virtuous woman is a woman that is able to prophesy to her husband. Honey, I just see that you're going to have a good day by the way of the Lord. You're going to have an excellent day. I command by the name of Jesus Christ that no woman be able to pervert what we have in this house. My God. See, that's a woman of authority. Like, see, devil, your hands off my man. He's not yours. He's
amen.
Mine. Because this covenant is holy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But so many of us, we get complacent in marriage. So many of us, we get relaxed in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And now we lose that woman to some bozo on the street.
Yep.
The only thing he had going for him was, hey, baby, you know how fine you is?
That's it.
You know how fine you is?
That's it.
And why is that, man of God? Because you don't know how to read the Song of Solomon to your woman. You don't know how to read the Song of Solomon to your woman.
Mm.
You duck and dodge the book saying that, I can't preach to that. Yeah, but you won't preach to that, but then somebody else in the street will preach another song to her,
ooh,
a demonic song to her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on now, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, come on now, somebody. See, this is what we need to get back to. We need to get back to knowing how to treat the woman of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
To honor the woman of God.
Amen.
We were studying the book of Ruth on today, me and the man of God,
yes.
And we were just seeing how in the book of Ruth, how that Boaz, amen, that he was running a kingdom business, amen, and he found Ruth, the woman of God. She was doing the work. She was
doing the work,
amen. So that's how we have to find it. We have to find the woman of God doing the work,
mm-hmm,
on her knees praying.
Mm.
Fasting,
mm,
in the trenches,
mm,
submitting to the will of God,
amen,
submitting to the oracles of God that is expounded by her headship, amen, in the name of God. That's what we need to get back to, amen. So before I let it go to break the brother Joseph, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you were talking about Ephesians, submitting one to another. I was about to go into the book of Ruth, amen.
Hey, the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Because you know the word Ruth. See, a lot of sisters need to find out what the word Ruth really means. It's more than a name. See, this is what I mean by going in the depths of the word of God. You don't just read the surface, because anybody can go to the beach and look out and see the surface of the water, but what is the great things that is underneath that water? See, the word Ruth it actually means something worth seeing. See, it's a lot of roofs out here that don't even know that they something worth seeing because they have been beat down and brought down to a low point in their lives by these men, you know, these men of God. I'm going to just go ahead and say that. These men of God has used the power in their tongue, which Proverbs says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. And it also says that his stomach shall be satisfied by the produce of his lips. It also says, Proverbs 13:2, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. So, I mean, if you're wondering why you got a lot going on in your home, then maybe, just maybe you need to watch what it is that you're saying. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Because the Bible does say that, you know, to keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life.
Yes.
So therefore, God is really big on being careful what it is that we speak, because you know, Lazarus said, you know what I'm saying, women, you can't go to your husband and start blah 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 blah. For one, I'm gonna tell you why you can't do this. For one, when you come at him like that, I'm gonna just be real with you, he not listening. He not hearing anything you're saying. them words is just falling on empty ground, and it's not going to take root of the nothing. So, first of all, you know what I'm saying, because the Bible do say in Ephesians 5:33, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. So, therefore, you got to be able, kingdom women, queens of the Most High, you got to be able to use your words with accuracy and speak to and minister to the king that's in him. See, one thing I learned, stay with me now. One thing I learned is the word behave. You know what I'm saying? We touched on this when we was out of town. The word behave, you know what I'm saying? Behavior, it deals with attitude. Attitude deals with the way you think. So therefore, behave. Behave is spelled B-E-H-A-V-E. So it's a lot of women that want a king. But okay, well, what is your behavior? How do you think of yourself? Because, see, most of the times, I know Apostle Paul said that which you hang around, that you shall become like. So a lot of times you got to check yourself on what it is that's on the inside of you, because the like spirits attract. Okay, so the word behave, B-E-H-A-V-E. Why is it spelled behave? So maybe queens, you got to be a queen in order to have a king. Kings, you want a queen, maybe you got to be a king first, then you will have a queen. See, God is not going to place no kingdom woman, a queen, with a little boy. Bro, you already know. You can take over if you want to. God is not going to put a queen with a boy. So
you want to go there. Oh, God, my God.
Yeah, buddy.
Lord have mercy. You know, I get a lot of requests to go into the diagnostics of the different types of males and female species.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So I just go into it. I've explained this what God has shown me, and it's helped so many people all over the globe, amen, and everywhere we go. So it's three different types of males, amen. You have boy.
Mm-hmm.
You have man.
Mm-hmm.
You have king.
Mm.
My God. And then you have woman.
Mm-hmm.
You have lady.
Mm-hmm.
You have queen.
Mm-hmm.
You have three different types in each group.
Yep.
Now, y'all better get y'all pencils, because I'm not going to stop. Amen. now, boy, he's trying to be emulated with his daddy, but he don't have the credentials. He don't have the equipment to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
The boy doesn't know responsibility. He's not equipped to drive a car. He's not equipped to be in marriage.
Yeah.
He's not equipped to do the things that a real man should be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's not equipped for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and a man, we have a male, a man. Excuse me, M-A-N. Okay, we have a man. He's man. He's identified by what he do. My job, my car,
mm-hmm.
my house,
mm-hmm.
my credentials, my religious experience,
mm-hmm.
my position.
Mm-hmm.
That's a man. His identification is by who he is in the workforce,
mm-hmm.
who he is in the church,
mm-hmm.
not who he is in God, because that's reserved for our next male figure, which goes by the name of King. King is identified by who he is in God.
Let him talk about
it. He's identified by who he is in God.
Mm-hmm.
A king don't have to have a dollar to his name.
Mm-hmm.
But he know who he is in God.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman might say, wait a minute, this brother don't have no money. How is he a king? Well, Jesus said, store up your treasures in heaven where no man can rob you.
Ooh.
Store up your treasures in heaven. So, see, that's the problem what Jesus had with the scribes and Pharisees.
Yeah.
He said, you look one way, but your heart is another way.
Mm.
He said, inwardly, you are full of dead man bones.
Mm.
And so now you have a king. A king right here, he changes the atmosphere.
Mm.
He commands when he takes a step, amen.
Mm.
He releases the word of God, amen. And he's able to build by releasing the word. See, you can't be a king and don't have an authority to build.
Ooh.
You can't be a king and you don't know how to give instructions to build others up. A king builds people.
Mm-hmm.
A king builds people.
Mm-hmm.
A king know how to organize people.
Amen.
A king does not belittle people.
Amen.
And at the same time, he's able to check the person, but they're able to grow from that check. That's what a king does. Now, when it comes to a female, amen, a female has three different, amen. It's called, they have what is called woman. Woman. A woman, number one, a woman is anybody. See, when a female grows up, their mother said, I want you to grow up to be a fine young lady. Well, why a fine young lady? Because that is the natural pinnacle of being a female.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anybody could be a woman. Any female could be a woman. Any woman can, see, a woman can sleep with any kind of man. Come on, you ain't going to keep
on.
It real with
Come
me
on.
Now.
Come
see,
on.
A woman can sleep with any kind of man. Mm-hmm. She can fight. She can get down. She can get down. She can be a jump off. She can be a harlot. She could be anything under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
She is ignorant to the things of God. She is foolish to the things of God. A woman, that's just the first stage. But it takes a special kind of female to rise above the occasion, to say, I'm going to be a virtuous woman.
Mm-hmm.
So now, we're going to come back and we're going to parallel that. But a lady is identified by what she has, what she do. Okay, I got my heels, I'm independent.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bother me, Negro, please. Mm-hmm. I didn't got time for this.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. I got my own car, I got my own house, I got my own. She says, I got my own, but she does not have God. She does not have God.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have God on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
She don't even know God on the outside. See, she finds time to get to church whenever she feels like she's able to go to church, whenever it's be workable in a schedule. If it doesn't collide with her schedule and a 401k paying job and where she is a district manager and all of those type of things, I do not knock that, amen, but I'm trying to get you to see a woman without God, a lady without God is no woman at all, is no female at all. She's dead. She's walking among the dead.
Mm-hmm.
But a queen is able to change an atmosphere. She is able to communicate the things of God. See, a queen cannot get with a boy. It's
mm-hmm.
so sad, like we was talking about the other day, we was talking with my sister, we was talking about how some women, some ladies end up getting with a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Some ladies will end up getting with a boy and putting a bottle in a boy's mouth.
Ooh.
Putting a bottle in a boy's mouth.
Mm.
Okay, so why is we, let's tackle this.
Go ahead.
So why do we have so many sisters that are attracted to needy boys, 50-year-old boys, 60-year-old boys, 40-year-old boys, 30-year-old boys, 20-year-old boys?
Mm.
Okay, what is this syndrome? Because women are nurturers by nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're nurturers by nature. They're nurturers. They see a baby crying. What are they going to do? Oh, we got to get that baby. Shh. Come on, that's okay. That's
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So translate that to a 40, 50-year-old boy. Come on, man. I'm just saying. You can't talk to me? You can't talk to me? Oh, you're going to act stuck up now. Now, parallel that to a cry of a baby. When, where? Now he's older. Well, you going to act like that? Come on. You see how that is? See, now you got a lady, amen, and she ends up with a boy.
Mm-hmm.
He drives her car all day long.
Yeah,
he drives her car all day long.
Mm-hmm.
He spends her money.
Amen.
He's a boy because he don't know how to commit. Matter of fact, he wasn't even taught to commit.
Mm.
He wasn't taught to commit. He don't know how to commit. He don't know how to be about his business, amen. He don't know how to get a job. He has no vision.
Mm.
Being a boss ain't his goal. Being a leader ain't his goal.
Mm-mm.
Okay? A queen cannot end up with a man. Watch this. They say, huh? How can they? What are you talking about? Come on, ride in the spirit, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, a queen, she may end up with a man. He might have a good car. He's a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? this man don't make no time for her.
Mm.
Every time he try to spend time with her, he's at work.
Mm.
He's at work. Oh, baby, can you, I mean, listen, I really like to spend time alone this weekend. Oh, I got to work. I got to go to the office, you know. But, baby, I'm just saying, are we going to pay these bills? What are these mortgage? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? You want me to talk? You want me to stay home with you? Now when he takes off from work, he's home with you with the bowel face. He's home with you with the screw face on.
Mm.
Now you say, I don't want to spend no time with this joker. I prefer for you to go at work.
Mm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So the man gives the woman, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, I'm going with you. Hallelujah. So the man gives the woman a house, a car.
Mm-hmm.
He gives her all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? On paper, she looked like she's blessed.
Mm.
On paper. And so many of these sisters, they're blessed on paper. Oh, God, that's
oh,
a sermon.
Goodness, yes,
are you blessed on paper?
Mm.
My God on Zion. See, you don't have to be blessed on paper. See, because a man, a lot of times, a man will throw money at you just for you to ignore the obvious.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come on and ride with me.
Yeah,
see, a man will throw money around because he wants you to ignore the obvious signs, the obvious facts of the matter, that he really don't care. And for a man, if you don't have God in his life, you better check his pockets and his cell phone because he probably got another one on the town.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Buddy.
Hallelujah. Old school song says, your body here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town.
Oh,
my
God.
God, my God. That's an ungodly situation, sister.
Man.
But a queen and a king, they can ride together.
Amen.
They can flow together.
Amen.
Their connection is the Holy
yeah,
Ghost.
Buddy.
Their walk and talk is holy.
Oh, my.
Their walk and talk is with a kingdom tongue.
Mm.
See, you can't have a man trying to be with a queen. We just explained. That's incompatible. It's incompatible. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost want me to go into that. Now, you got a queen.
Mm-hmm.
She's a church woman. She's a virtuous woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's a holy woman. She goes to church.
Yeah.
She got a man.
Mm-hmm.
He don't go to church.
Uh-oh.
He'll work. That joker work now.
Mm-hmm.
But that joker work. He'll work on the house. He'll pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
He'll fix your transmission.
Mm-hmm.
He'll fix your car.
Yeah.
Joker won't go to work.
Mm.
Bible study? No.
No.
Pray, can you pray with me?
No.
No. Can you teach the children about who Jesus is?
No.
Well, can you at least listen to gospel music with me?
No.
My God, oh Zion. So what's going on with that? So now. When she begins to go to church, now she finds out, oh, why you keep going back and forth to that church?
Ooh.
Why you keep going back and forth to that church? I tell you, man, I don't like you going up to that church now. Nah, let me find out somebody down there now.
Mm.
And so now what happens? The woman finds herself on a Sunday morning, she's getting dressed like she's going to the club. Watch this.
Mm.
She's getting herself dressed like she's going to the club. Why? Because she's not getting no attention at home.
Mm.
She's not getting no love at home.
Mm.
She's not getting ministered to at home.
Mm.
She's not getting ministered in three different dimensions by her husband at home.
Ooh.
So what ends up happening? She goes to church and she's looking good. Why? Because she wants to be loved.
Mm.
She wants to be loved by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process, you got brothers who have been hurting and battered and bruised on the inside coming to church.
Mm-hmm.
So now these brothers, they can smell blood like a wild cheetah who just been limping through the jungle.
Amen.
And so now these brothers who are trying to get delivered from the streets, these brothers are trying to get delivered from whoremongering, these brothers are trying to get delivered from adulterous situations,
mm-hmm.
and now your woman who you ain't paying a bit of mind to goes into the church. She goes with a dress on, and she's showing her, look, I just want attention.
Mm-hmm.
She's not saying I want attention, but she's just like, I want attention.
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice me? So this brother, hey, you looking good today. Where's Brother Johnson at? He didn't come today, but he ain't been to church in a couple of months. Are you all right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just need somebody to talk to, and I just don't know. What's the matter with Pastor? Can Pastor talk to you? You know, Pastor Hillen, or you know, or Faith Walker, or Lazarus, or Josephine. Well, no, you know, they always busy with the radio ministry, and you know, and so we're not talking about anybody in particular. I'm just going there.
Amen. Go ahead.
So I don't know. They just always busy and stuff. Well, okay. Well, you know, give me a number, and this is how it starts off.
Mm-hmm.
It starts off with the exchange of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So now, let me call you up. The man wants you, sisters. Oh, I'm about to go into my old playbook now. Amen. Only been saved about 15 years. Come on now, ride with
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
So now the man wants to get your number. Why does he want your number?
Mm.
He wants your number so he can work on you.
Yep.
Because if he got a spirit of fornication on the inside of him, if he gets you on the phone and you're listening, he's just going to be receiving that.
Mm.
Receiving that. So over time, you listening to this guy who has an ungodly spirit, and over time he's working on you. Yeah, you know you fine. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
You know
yeah.
you don't deserve all that.
You know you don't deserve all that. You know what I'm saying? You know I got a SL 500. You know what I mean? I got a house up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, in the mountains.
Yeah,
we go chill.
You know, we go chill. You know what I mean? We go down to Alabama, eat some dirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, red clay.
So anyway. So now he gets your number, ladies. So now he gets your number, and now what happens next? What happens next after he gets the number? So now he wants, okay, I done filled her up
mm-hmm.
with the fumes of the fornication spirit, the adulterous spirit. So now what I want to get her alone.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get her alone. So now he gets her alone. Now that same spirit that's operative in that man, he gets to talking to her.
Yep.
So now his job is to disarm her. Oh, the phone lines are off the hook right now. Bless you. So now he wants to work on you. Now he wants to work on you.
Mm-hmm.
And now he said, you know, now he wants to make you feel well. You know, he wants to feed what you've been lacking, but he don't feed the spirit of God.
Nah.
Matter of fact, the spirit of God, oh, he ignores that. He wants to make that flesh rise up, and
yep.
he wants to grieve the Holy Spirit, so you won't hear a signal from the Holy Spirit that's telling you, girl, run.
Run for the hills.
Girl, run, girl. You understand what I'm saying? So now you sitting there. You got R. Kelly playing.
Mm.
You got Keith Sweat 'em Up playing.
Oh, my
you
goodness.
Got Trey Song Along
oh,
playing.
My goodness.
You got Chris Breezy to Cheesy
oh, my
playing.
Goodness.
And now that spirit is just running rampant through the – he's like, well, you don't want to watch – you don't want to watch Bishop Herman Murray? No, I don't want to watch that. You don't want to watch T.D. Jakes Potter? No,
nah.
I don't want to watch that. You don't want to watch TBN? No,
nah.
I don't want to watch that. How about Daystar? No. Inspiration? Oh, no, we don't want to watch that. Well, shoot, what this Joker going to put on HBO?
Mm.
Now, he wants to weaken your defenses. He wants to weaken your defenses so he can not only penetrate your spirit, but penetrate your mind, penetrate your heart. And then all of that, once all of that is, the end word is death.
Mm.
See, now a person is drawn away by your own lust. And so now he wants to increase that lust by feeding the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to increase that, oh, my God, on Zion.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to increase that by feeding the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing.
Mm.
He was a single apostle, single man of God. He knew, like, look, it's better for the married than the burn.
What?
I mean, the Bible says, he says, it is really better to marry than to burn. So if you know you just got saved, you know you got a problem with your flesh, you know you need to get a touch, and if you can't help yourself, the Bible says you better go on and get married.
Better get married.
Because look at here. God says, the bed is honorable and all, the bed undefiled, but adulterers or whoremongers, God will judge.
Ooh.
God will judge.
Mm.
God will judge. Now, how does he judge that? He judged that by allowing things to happen to you that shouldn't have happened to you. The Bible also said that he'll give you over to the devil for the destruction of the flesh.
Mm.
My God. So you might catch AIDS.
Oh, my goodness.
You might catch a disease.
Ooh.
You might die.
Mm.
But your soul will be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So now, as we come to the end of this broadcast, I know folks saying they want me to continue to go on by way of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But I could go all night on this, amen. Go decently in order. So now as we come to a close, amen.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Spiritual Conversations. I am Faith Walker, amen, also known as Lazarus. That which was dead has now come alive, amen. That was in the tomb stinking, amen. God raised up.
Mm-hmm.
Others walked by and said there's no hope
mm-hmm.
and no case for the matter, but God
mm-hmm.
raised them up. And so like manner with my brother, also armor bearer, amen, in the faith,
amen.
Prophetic seer, also known as Joseph, by way of Prince Redeemed, Davon Nelson, we thank God for him
amen.
On tonight
amen.
In Jesus' name. It's just like Joseph, who was denied by various brothers and sisters, denied by those, they cast him to pit, amen. But God took up the task, and through his providence, through his predestinating form, he allowed him to become, amen, Prince of Egypt, amen.
Amen.
actually king of Egypt, amen. But you know what? A king among men from sin that's pure ugly.
Amen.
My God. So we thank God on tonight, amen. We thank God for Pastor Hill, amen. Like I said, all of this stuff was unscripted by way of the Holy Ghost. You have to thank Joseph for pulling on my spirit, wanting to bring out those three different dimensions. Those three different dimensions, people always want to hear about it, the difference between boy, man, king. There's three dimensions of a male. There's three dimensions of a female. It's woman, lady, queen. There's three different dimensions of each. If you need further instructions on this, my God, pray about it and do this research by way of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He will gladly teach you and show you. He will teach you and guide you in all truth and all righteousness in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we're going to go to in Joseph, before I go into prayer, anything else you want to say, man of God?
I'm just honored to be here, you know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for what it is that God is doing, not for me just as an individual, but for the fam and the team, EMG, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Warfield, you know, and shout out for my queen listening in. You know, I'm grateful for you, and I thank God for you, and I bless you, and I honor you in Jesus' name.
Oh, my God. Go get a church. So anyway, in the name of go get a church, amen. Amen.
We are the church, bro.
I was waiting for you to say that. Hallelujah. But we thank God for you on tonight, amen. And just all the Nelson, amen. Shout out to Greenville listening.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stacey Weaver. Shout
yeah.
out to, amen, Prophet McCall and Mother, love you, amen. Sister
yeah.
Kat, Brother Belvin, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And thank you to my overseer, Apostle White, amen. We
amen.
Thank you, God, for you, amen.
Amen.
Thank to all the listeners in Orangeburg, amen.
Yeah.
Thank all the listeners who are listening worldwide, amen.
Yeah.
We're cranking it out on Saturday nights, no doubt about it, amen.
Amen.
So we thank God for this opportunity to be before you, amen. And we thank you, amen, for just believing in the presence of God, amen, and just what everything he's doing in this season, the shifting, the shaking, amen. So just don't get lost in the shaking. Don't get lost in the shifting, amen, because those things that God casts off is for your edification, is for your growth, is that you may be able to bear more fruit in this season, amen. So it's preparation. God's calling for more prayer, more fasting
amen.
In the next season, amen.
Yeah.
So I thank God. I feel good down to my sanctified bones tonight.
Yeah,
I thank God for this consecration, amen. I thank God for this EMG, amen, this movement, amen.
Amen.
So shout out to everybody in EMG, amen. Thank God for Ambassador, amen. And we also thank God for you. So right now we're going to the throne of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to the throne of grace
amen.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, in the name of Jesus Christ,
yes,
Lord God, we thank you for your presence, God.
Yes,
we thank you for your way, being a way, the truth, the life, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, for allowing the word to go forth on tonight, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
We came from a lot of different areas, Lord God.
Yes.
But I just pray somebody grab hold of one, God.
Amen.
Praise God in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that destroyed the yokes,
Hallelujah.
Lord God, the burdens, Lord God. We come against traditional religious spirits,
Hallelujah.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Hallelujah.
Lord God. We tear down strongholds. We bring everything under subjection of the Holy Spirit, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, let that backslider be reminded tonight, Lord God, of the way of holiness of truth, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord God, that you're ministering, Lord God, and imparting a divine nature to the hearts of those who've been unregenerated
yeah.
by the way of your anointing, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for the sisters that tuning in, Lord God, to get this milk of the word, Lord God, to get this manna on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, and teach the women to be holy, grave, and temperate, Lord God, and knowing that married woman, that you are the glory of your husband, hallelujah, and that man is the glory of Almighty God, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you on tonight, Lord God. We bless Pastor Hill, Lord God,
yes,
the overseer
Lord.
Of the on-the-spot Nathan, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you, we plead the blood of Jesus over EMG, Lord God,
yes,
all the band of believers, Lord God, Warfield Records, hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Bless Divine One Music Group, Lord
Hallelujah.
God. Overseer Prophet, Lord God. GOE, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Do our work in City Side Records, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Shake them up, Lord God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your apostles, your prophets, your evangelists, your teachers, Lord God, your pastors, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Those who are crying loud and spared not,
Hallelujah.
Lord God. Who will not compromise the word of God, Lord
yes,
God, but
Lord.
Will stand in truth and integrity of your word, God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we give ourselves away so you can use us, God, in this hour,
yes.
God. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. So we give you praise and honor, divine majesty, Lord God. The dominion and power and glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our beds, our walls, our windows tonight, Lord God.
Yes,
and we ask that your angels can camp around us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And help our hearts to be prepared for the word of God, Lord God, that it may stir us and encourage us and lift us up out of low places to high places. In the name of Jesus Christ, touch our apostle, Lord God. Lord God, let your spirit be upon him, Lord God. Lord God, minister unto him. Lord God, send the angel of the Lord, Lord God, that he may minister to him, Lord God. Quicken the word of God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. This has been Spiritual Conversations brought to you by the Holy Ghost on the spot, Nathan EMG. We thank you. We love you. Give God some praise on tonight. Tell somebody you love them. Give them the word of God, and hallelujah, we bless you on tonight.
Bless you.
You can make it if you try.